It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's first shipment of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine will arrive in the state this morning. State officials are scheduled to accept the first shipment alongside Governor Polis at 8 a.m., but the handoff's location has not been made public. Frontline healthcare workers will receive the first doses during an event in Fort Collins this afternoon. Colorado is set to receive nearly 47,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine during the first distribution round. The Republican chair of the legislature's audit committee has called a special hearing on election integrity. Some fear that hearing tomorrow could end up reinforcing groundless election claims. CPR's Banta Berkland reports.
Outgoing Republican Representative Lori Sain has convened the hearing. It surprised some Democratic committee members who questioned the reason for it and worry it could amplify baseless claims about widespread voter fraud. Former Secretary of State Republican Wayne Williams plans to testify that the state's election processes are sound.
I want people to know that Colorado's system is designed with a number of precautions to ensure that it's done accurately, and that they should have confidence that their votes are counted accurately.
A state-mandated audit of this year's election in Colorado did not uncover any problems. But President Trump's drumbeat of fraud claims have resonated with some supporters, including a number of Republican state lawmakers. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver's Indian community rallied over the weekend in solidarity with protesters a hemisphere away. Denverite's Kevin Beatty was there.
India's farmers have protested crop price deregulation for months, but the crowds recently grew to unprecedented numbers.
250 million people went on strike and protested early last week, and that's the largest human protest ever.
That's Pradeep Singh Badesha, who organized a couple hundred people in a car rally on Saturday.
It's our duty as Americans to speak up about our ancestral homes. A lot of us were marching in different rallies this summer for civil rights, so we're glad to be doing this for our own people now, too.
A lot of participants had family protesting back in India. They wanted to show solidarity and to make sure their Denver neighbors know about the massive struggle unfolding on the other side of the globe. I'm Kevin Beatty, Denverite.